Welcome to another episode of Hair Biz Radio with your hosts, Zakira and
Mikey.
And we have a special guest with us today. Her name is India. Yeah. And she is a cranial prosthesis specialist. I know you're probably looking at me or listening to me like, what in the heck is that? But we are going to dive into it. Some people may not know. If you're not into medical wigs, you may not understand or know what that is, but that's why we have India joining us today, because she is going to talk all things medical wigs. And if you're watching, you see her nice white coat. And it's so pretty. She's so gorgeous. And we are going to dive into it now. Mikey, what is up?
I'm just curious. Why do you have two cell phones? What kind of trap situation am I in over here? I mean,
one is my trap phone and the other one is my regular phone.
Okay.
Stay booming.
This is a very important episode, guys, because right now, beginning of 2023, the hair industry is very slow. It's a slow period of time, slower than normal. Mm-hmm. And everybody's looking for an additional revenue stream for their business. I think this is a fantastic one. Here at Private Label, we're excited because we're actually getting into providing medical wigs. Medical wigs, we'll get into a little bit more with India. They do take a lot longer to get and produce. So having them here in Atlanta at Private Label is going to be exciting. But, you know, learning how to accept insurance for wigs and everything else is going to be exciting. Now, Zakira, just a little tidbit. Zakira and I did record with India. We did it virtually. It wasn't as good as we liked the quality. So we got it back in the studio with Dawi. So if you see any shorts, clips, and just a little tip. So India's new at doing these interviews. So we usually do take these interviews and we chop them up into reels. So if you're on a podcast, make sure you're getting them chopped up into reels for short form content, because this is, we're creating long form content. So remember last time I gave you the feedback of a little long winded on some of your answers. So just you want to make sure we all can learn from this guy, be a little bit shorter on answers so that the editor can chop it up and it can be as a reel. So remember that if you're doing podcast interviews, if you're not, you should reach out to podcasts to get on podcast interviews. That's one little tip that I can give people before we get started today with India. A business tip that just works for everyone, whether you want to be a cranial prosthesis specialist or not. But I think it's important to learn what one is. So let's dive into it. India, what's up?
Hi, how are you guys? Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and talk about
cranial prosthesis. We're excited to have you. We'll just jump head first. What made you want to become a cranial prosthesis?
I wanted to become a cranial prosthesis specialist because I wanted to aid people in providing a sense of normalcy for clients that suffer from medical related hair loss.
And do you have any like personal ties to that, or was it just something that you wanted to start doing because of that?
Definitely. I have a cosmetic line that I started because I liked making women feel beautiful. And so personally, it was really important for me that all women were able to feel beautiful, not just women who could afford my cosmetic units. So women that were also able to experience medical related hair loss and get their units covered through insurance, I wanted to get that information out there and help those clients as well.
Yeah. And that's big. Like being able to purchase a wig through your healthcare insurance.
Absolutely.
That is really big because most people view wigs as cosmetic and not medical. So the fact that you can get these wigs through your insurance company is really big. So there's two sides to the cranial prosthesis specialist. There is the person who is actually getting specialized, and then you have the customers on the other end, or your clients who are the people who actually need these wigs. So what is the benefit of someone actually getting certified to become a cranial prosthesis specialist?
So once you're certified as a cranial prosthesis specialist, you can work closely with dermatologists, oncologists, even sometimes neurologists, and kind of help clients get manufactured wigs that are covered through their health insurance. So a benefit of that is that you're not only helping people, but you're generating revenue as well.
Yeah, I think the thing that a lot of people need to get from this is there's so many people suffer hair loss, and it is very drastic in a lot of people's lives. Like it really, they suffer a lot from it mentally, right? And they had no idea that insurance companies actually cover wigs, medical grade wigs or toppers, and there's a lot of different applications. They had no idea that insurance companies even cover this.
Yeah.
Right, right. There's an extreme lack of information surrounding medical-related hair loss, but even just with insurance companies as well, you have these policies that a lot of times customers don't even know or understand the limitations that their policies cover. So in addition to not only women, as I was serving with my cosmetic line, I see a lot of children and men as well. So it's a huge customer base.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that actually struggle with hair loss or with medical problems when it comes to their hair. And some people, everyone saw the Chris Rock when Chris Rock got slapped and Will Smith had slapped him. A lot of people thought it was funny, but it could have been taken personally because Jada Pinkett was suffering from an extreme case of alopecia. And so that's just something that you don't joke about. Like you don't, that's not anything funny, especially when it's a medical situation. And so I think it brightened up a lot of people's eyes too, to even understand what alopecia is and how people are dealing with that. So I think it's great that you opened up that field because more people are becoming aware of things like that.
Absolutely. And again, like to your point, alopecia is not something that she woke up and decided that she wanted to suffer with, right?
Right.
So not only is her body going through these physical changes, physiologically, she is probably experiencing feelings of insecurity. She's had hair her whole life. My hair is now gone and I don't know what to do because I can't make it grow back from a hair growth oil or in most cases, even medication doesn't work. So being able to provide a sense of normalcy for clients is really important for me because a lot of clients are suffering in silence.
Yeah. And so how long have you been doing this?
So I've been a certified cranial prosthesis specialist for about a year and a half.
Nice. And so you have people who have gone through and have taken your course and have become certified as well, right?
And I don't even think we've really mentioned the course before even getting into this. So India's course is on wigmedical.com. What's exciting is India also just yesterday launched a pre-course to the main course. So, you know, pre-course is just, I went through it. It is just a nice introduction to what a cranial prosthesis specialist is.
Nice.
And it's free. So if you're not sure about investing in the full course, is a great way to get started.
Absolutely. So the main goal of Wig Medical is to promote the information. We want the information out there. We want customers to be able to understand that this is a really lucrative field, not only monetarily, but just you benefit from it because you're helping people. So we launched the pre-course to kind of give a brief idea of what the full line course entails. But to answer your question, yes, we do certify customers that would like to also become cranial prosthesis specialists as well through the full line course.
And so the pre-course is no charge.
The pre-course is completely free.
So the pre-course is completely free. So if this is something that you're not sure about or you're like, do I want to get into this industry? The pre-course is going to be very great for you to just kind of dive in and learn some more information. And then once you go through the pre-course, after that is when you can purchase the regular course.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the pre-course kind of exactly like you said, serves as a brief overview of what the full line course will cover. We also include a 42-page interactive workbook that kind of sets students up for success because we give you an outline and you can kind of write through it as you're going through the pre-course, your business strengths, objectives, and weaknesses, and really kind of organize your thoughts before going into the full line course.
That's really good. So that it comes with the pre-course.
Yep. It's all inclusive with the pre-course and it's completely free.
Yeah. And so that goes back to what we were talking about really last episode in our whole lives has been like giving out information, like not hoarding information, making people pay for every single little piece of information that you give them. When you do that, give, and then ask, it becomes very valuable when it comes to your businesses. So I think that's great. I've never heard of a pre-course to a course. I've heard of people doing like webinars and stuff like that, but never a pre-course to a course with a 42-page workbook that people can utilize. So I think that's really, really great.
It's all about providing value. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so for me, I've been promoting Wig Medical in the course heavily in the Hair Business Blueprint. Yeah. Once, you know, last year was Start Hair Extension Business Group, but we had that for what, 8 years? And I was like, okay, we need to get more on brand. I'm kind of running this, putting my information. Let me see if I can change. For some reason, they wouldn't let me change the name forever. And then I tried one time and I was like, it's allowing me to change the name. So that's why I've changed. So if you listen to the previous episodes, it's now Hair Business Blueprint is the Facebook course, the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And I've been promoting it because I'm like, hey, I want to get into the medical, providing the medical grade wigs, right? And I think what's great with India has been supplying the normal lace fronts, closure wigs, bundles, all the stuff for the last few years. She's done very, very successful with that. You know, I've helped her a little bit with that side as well. And what's important is, I think it's great for her to have an understanding of both sides. So like the cosmetic wig side mm-hmm. and then the medical wig side, because, you know, even especially for me, I want to make the medical grade wigs more lifelike,
yeah.
more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are really pushing the limits in the industry for medical grade wigs. So like the hairlines, we just had Daniel Coy on here. Daniel Coy is all about hairlines, more perfecting a hairline on the medical grade wig. So it's exciting to me. So I need more people to get certified.
Yeah.
So hopefully they will choose us as a vendor locally here in the US and in Atlanta to get the medical grade wigs.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So we talked about alopecia, but making our listeners aware, what are some of the other medical hair losses that people deal with that would need a medical wig?
So another common type of medical related hair loss, specifically in the United States, is trichotillomania.
Mm.
And trichotillomania is a result of the pulling of the eyelids, the eyebrows, the arms, and the hair from the scalp. Now, this is a physiological type of medical related hair loss, meaning that clients that suffer from this type of medical related hair loss are suffering from this due to anxiety, whether that's from a traumatic event or a change in environment. So that's a huge one that we've seen recently. Scientists kind of attribute that to COVID and the stresses with COVID. We see a lot of people suffering from trichotillomania in the United States.
Oh, wow.
Another one could be abrasions or lesions on the scalp due to chemical aversions or reactions. So clients that have gone to get their hair colored or dyed at the salon and now they have an adverse reaction and that hair in that spot is just no longer growing, that is considered medical related hair loss. And one type of hair loss that I like to speak about frequently just because of the trends of frontals and closures mm-hmm. is another type of alopecia. It's called traction alopecia. And so this is actually where over manipulation of any region of the hair causes those hair follicles to stop reproducing at the rate that they were. And they suffer from hair loss due to that as well. So oh, those wow. are just three yeah. common right
and
that now.
Come from braids
as absolutely. Well. Braids, ponytails, caps, hats. We see a lot with veterans mm-hmm. and that in combat, their uniform spec is that they have to wear their hair in these tight ponytails that causes traction alopecia at yeah. the region of their nape. So absolutely.
And that's why. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. And then I was going to say, there's also the whole other side with children, with adults, with chemotherapy.
Absolutely.
Cancer patients
yeah.
and
radiation.
Mm-hmm. You have that. You have postpartum.
Postpartum.
Yeah.
Right? Postpartum is absolutely. Huge.
Yeah. So
I've been doing
a lot of hair loss research because I'm getting in on these wigs. You know me, I go in deep
yeah.
when it comes to subjects. Like I go all in. So I'm like, if I'm going to provide the wigs, I need to know everything there is about hair loss.
Yeah.
So I've been doing tons and tons of research personally. And I think it's important. I've learned a lot myself.
Yeah. Right?
And honestly, just going back to what you said, Mikey, a lot of medical grade wigs right now are not lifelike. So private label being a vendor is huge because now not only are we providing a sense of normalcy, these units are kind of resembling what these customers are used to cosmetically, which mm-hmm. is going to be a huge breakthrough in the medical wig industry.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's going to take time to really perfect that, but it's just something that I think is really important to do. I think with the medical grade wigs, it's just more than just, you know, the different types of wig caps and such. So Zakir, I don't know, have I ever shown you the medical grade wigs?
I don't think so.
After this podcast, you come to my office, I'll show you some of them. So yeah. it's very different. It's more of like a silicone base.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that you're going to have like a lace fabric, like a lace wig that you're going to attach to your scalp. So it's really interesting to have the different types of wig caps, the reasons for the different types of wig caps. So you're not using glue and other types of things.
Yeah.
Breathable, like if you're a burn victim and you need a wig, like mm-hmm. you're not putting a lace front on.
Right.
It's like figuring all that out and being a cranial prosthesis specialist and then working with a dermatologist. I mean, this helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
But not just helping people, it's a huge business.
Mm-hmm.
So who wouldn't want to be in something that's a huge business and it's helping people?
Right.
I mean, it's a double bonus.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
And I think that is so important that we have these types of discussions, especially when it comes down to medical problems that people have, because you'll see sometimes people laughing at people because they don't have edges or like certain stuff. But it's like you never know what happened or what caused it. Like someone could have wore braids for their whole life because maybe their hair was too thin. And now, you know, the braids pulled out their edges. And so it just becomes creating compassion for people in those places who are dealing with those right. medical issues.
Right. And overall equity and inclusiveness, mm-hmm. because just because I experienced medical related hair loss doesn't mean that I don't want a unit that I could wear and manipulate and curl.
Yeah.
Just like if I was wearing a full lace unit. So making sure that everybody has the same sense of normalcy, mm-hmm. and that people can kind of have that confidence restored. It's a huge thing. And I have clients that sometimes are in tears once they get their unit, because now I have something that resembled my hair before I lost my hair due to cancer.
Yeah.
Or before I lost my hair due to a catastrophic event, like mm-hmm. a house fire. Or, yeah. you know, just it's so many different causes. And a lot of times, more times than not, these are not client induced medical related illnesses.
Yeah.
You know, this could be genetics, you know? So just, you know, we can't control it. They're not asking for this type of hair loss, mm-hmm. but I am happy to be able to provide them with a unit that can give them that sense of normalcy again.
Yeah. And I think that's important, because just because you suffer from something doesn't mean that you have to have the bare minimum, or you have to have something that you don't love or enjoy. That's right. Like if you go break your leg, like they have crutches for you. But right. what if somebody actually really still wants to go to a basketball game or still enjoy something? They can use that little scooter that their little leg goes on.
Yeah.
The little scooter. Yeah. And so yeah. it's like those things work. And so if there's a problem, there's always a solution. And sometimes that solution can be something that still allows you to operate and maneuver how you're used to.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting also to take into consideration that there's a lot of people in their lives have never worn a wig. So Zakir, you've worn
right.
plenty of wigs, right?
I've worn a few.
Oh, you worn wigs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you worn wigs?
A often. Bunch. Yeah.
So you're used to the concept of putting on a wig.
Yeah.
Now imagine somebody that never in their life thought they would wear a wig. They're probably going through something dramatic in their life that yeah. has caused this medical related hair loss. And now they're not used to wearing a wig, or mm-hmm. it's just not in their cycle of yeah. life.
Right.
And now they have to wear this wig. So it is something. So it's like, that's why it's so important to have good looking wigs, comfortable mm-hmm. wigs, something yeah. that they can wear a long period of time and just feel normal again.
And I think one thing to add is the price point of medical grade wigs. And this is where the work of a cranial prosthesis specialist comes into play, because a lot of times, like Mikey said, these clients are experiencing life-changing events. And paying for a medical grade wig is extremely expensive. So being able to have the knowledge to be able to bill the insurance companies takes that stress away from the client. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of serving as a liaison, getting them the unit without the financial burden.
Right. That's really good. Yeah.
And I think it's interesting, because I think probably the number one asked question, because I asked India about this, is like, what's the number one asked question about becoming a cranial prosthesis specialist? And they always say, do you have to be a licensed cosmetologist? And
that's
the
good,
answer yeah. is?
No, you do not have to be a licensed cosmetologist to be a cranial prosthesis specialist at all.
Now, I think if you are a licensed cosmetologist, I think that does give you somewhat of an advantage, because you spent many hours
yeah.
in training about beauty and hair and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily a requirement. You know, I'm not a licensed cosmetologist, but I can't do hair, but I do know an awful lot about it.
Yeah.
Right. So people are going to come from different backgrounds. So I think that's something interesting for a lot of people. Like, oh, I thought I had to be a licensed cosmetologist. No, you don't.
Right.
It's benefit. So if you are, think of that as an advantage. That's great. You've gone through that training.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you done any tweaks to the course since it launched a year and a half ago? Did you have any feedback from people who went through the program? Did you change anything that is better for the people who are coming to take it now?
Absolutely. The course changes consistently, because I too am a practicing cranial prosthesis specialist. So as I learn and as I grow and get feedback, I change it and make it better. And we're always welcoming feedback, because we want it to be something that people can learn and benefit from. So constantly changing, constantly updating, constantly adding to. The curriculum, of course, stays pretty consistent, but we're always just looking for ways to make the course better.
Got it.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those things, because I've been working with Indy on the course as well. It's mm-hmm. like, okay, we got to make it better. It's never enough, right?
Yeah.
And for me, I think about it. I say, India, what you really need to do is provide 10x value. Whatever the cost of the course is, it needs to be worth 10x that. So when people already take the course, mm-hmm. they're literally freaking out, because maybe they've taken one or two other courses, which a lot of people have actually taken a couple different courses. They mm-hmm. take Wig Medical's course and they're like, oh my God,
this like so much information,
so much. And yeah. still I talk to India, because I love this industry so much. I'm like, okay, India, what's next? What needs to be added? She's added bonuses. And then like, there's a bunch of other kind of footage that's going to be filmed for the course. Mm-hmm. And what I like about it is she has it set up, so once you sign up for the course, you have lifetime access to the course. So you can always go back and get all that, you know, I use it as a reference. You can get all the new information, all the bonuses, everything else.
Yeah, we're a network over at Wig Medical. I have students that reach out to me weekly and just ask for advice and just always kind of being there to provide advice and even learn from students because we see different types of hair loss. There are different types of clients. And so like Mikey said, 10X the value. Yeah. We want to make sure that we're giving the information because ultimately the goal is to help people.
Definitely. And so I think as people are listening and they're piquing interest in wanting to become a cranial prosthesis, how once someone goes through the course, we know life isn't magic. So you're not going to go through the course and bam, start making thousands of dollars a week or a month. What is that process like for people to begin actually getting in that in the industry?
So the first step after taking the course, what we recommend to all students is to get on our directory listing. And so what our directory listing does is it makes the specialists visible to clients in their area that are seeking their service.
Nice.
And starting there is a really good point because there's not a lot of information surrounding cranial prosthetics, but at the bare minimum, if a client typed in cranial prosthesis specialist near me and our student is in the directory, their name will come up. So that alone is a way to start building clientele and getting started.
Yeah. So basically you're saying when people go take the course, they have a built-in marketing tool right after they're done.
Absolutely.
So that's really good. That's
that really might have been my idea. I said, okay, you got a 10X the value, right? Yeah. I said, India, I said, this site is going to be highly focused. I might be pretty good at SEO. What you need to do is do this where they can fill out the form. They do a directory listing, make sure it's like, you know, 500 plus words, everything else. I said, let's give it a try. And she started doing it. I said, okay, this is how you got to post it, everything else. And literally everybody that's in there for the most part, like they'll show up in the number one position for their city.
Nice.
And because there's not a lot of competition in this industry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Wig Medical's SEO and online power is already starting to grow pretty fast. And that's just a huge advantage for all the students.
Yeah.
I mean, that itself is worth the price of the course, just getting in the directory.
Right. Yeah,
one client really more than pays for the whole course and the directory listing and everything else.
Right.
And you get one of those beautiful Wig Medical jackets, part of the course.
Nice. Yeah.
And your frame certificate.
Frame certificate, finish. Part of the course.
So you get the jacket, the certificate, access to the directory, and then lifetime access to the actual course.
Lifetime access. And then our students can go and download the workbook as well. It's interactive. So if they're experiencing kind of like a place where they don't know where to start, or I don't know how to frame my business, we talk about setting up your business as well. So we don't kind of just leave our students hanging. It's a network.
Yeah, I love that. And so what is the, well, actually, we don't have to talk about the cost of the course because they can just go to the website and check out the course. So yeah.
So one of my favorite things about the course, though, is, you know, did the pre-course. This is actually a good story, right? So everyone can learn from this because I like to speak very openly. So she launches the pre-course and then realizes how good the videos are in the pre-course and is like, Mikey, these videos are too good. And I was like, that damn Dawi.
Yeah.
He goes in there. He does his little magic. We don't know what he does. And then all of a sudden it looks so good. So she's like, now I got to re-record all the other videos. So she's going to go back and re-record all the other videos to keep up the like the level of quality of the pre-course. Like, guys, you see it and you're like, holy cow. So, you know, soon all the other videos will be upgraded. But it's that, you know, she doesn't have to do that, right? But it's like that drive to always improve, to always step up her game.
Definitely.
With Wig Medical
is
something that all of us should want to be part of.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so great.
And how did you come up with the name Wig Medical?
Just really thinking about a way to be transparent about what services are offered.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted something that was clean, crisp, easy to pronounce, easy to recognize.
Yeah.
Easy to spell.
Easy to spell, easy to find, easy to locate. And the fact that Wig Medical was available.
That's crazy.
And
all the social handles are Wig Medical, right?
Just Wig Medical.
Nice.
And
it,
good.
Yeah. It was like meant to be, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That's exciting. That's awesome.
Yeah. I think with bringing awareness that if more people knew and there was the awareness behind the medical grade wigs and being able to have insurance cover it as more people find out. So I think the network and the need for more people is going to continue to grow over time. So you know, a cranial prosthesis specialist, you're going to be busy if you're in the field. Okay. And then there is talks with the legislation that they're trying to pass to make it part of Medicare and Medicaid, right?
Absolutely.
And Mikey. No.
So let's talk a little bit about that.
So Senator Ayanna Pressley recently reintroduced a bill to legislation to allow Medicare and Medicaid to cover cranial prosthetics.
Nice.
So currently they aren't covered through Medicare and Medicaid, but this places a huge limitation on a lot of Americans because a lot of Americans are covered through Medicare and Medicaid. So her idea is that it should be equitable. No matter what insurance you have, you should be able to have a medical unit covered through insurance. So this is new of 2022. So they are going to do the final legislations this year and we'll know if it passed or not probably by the summertime. But if you are a specialist, this is huge because now 100% of the market is now open.
Yeah. And that also gives you an advantage because you're not looking for someone to pay you for a wig. You're looking for someone who needs a wig, who has insurance, and you get paid.
And then if you're already certified, by the time this bill passes, you're just adding clients to
definitely
a lot of clients.
Yeah, that's really good.
And guess what? Insurance companies, they pay.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. You're not like chasing it down. Insurance companies, no chargebacks.
No chargebacks.
I'm like, do I need to become a cranial prosthesis specialist?
Yeah, see? Yeah, like it's just such a, it's a very, there's a lot of good benefits for it.
Right. And again, like your clientele is not just women. I see men and children as well. Mm-hmm. And just being able to have a specialty like that, I think is very rewarding.
So going through the course, I know you're talking about how to become the specialist. Are you teaching them how to make the wigs?
No. So the wigs right now are mainly manufactured overseas because they use special equipment, medical grade equipment that is not readily available in the States as of now. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that as the industry kind of grows, we'll see some transitions in that. But we are solely just teaching how to accept health insurance for the wigs.
Got it.
And, you know, learning about the different types of medical related hair loss. So we don't teach any applications yet. Mm-hmm. But right now we're solely focusing on certifying students to be able to bill insurance companies.
Yeah, so a cranial prosthesis specialist, the role is not to put on the wig. That's going to be another person. So you have the dermatologist write the prescription. Mm-hmm. You have the specialist going to supply the wig, charge the insurance company. Mm-hmm. And then you have somebody that specializes in putting on medical grade wigs. Mm-hmm. You know, it's usually a hairstylist that also has that as a specialty.
Got it. So you are the liaison between your client.
And to apply them, you have to be a licensed cosmetologist.
Got it.
So this would be more like a hair loss specialist that would apply these units.
Yeah. So like Tracy, you know, Tracy's been working with forever and she did. So I was talking about, she's so excited about it too, to see, she's like, I got to come see the wigs. Yeah. She does it. Tamiko, like she puts it on. I think Tamiko would be great to get down from Ohio because she like talking about applying the wigs and doing all that.
Yeah.
So if you're a hairstylist, also learning how to do this is really could be a whole nother revenue stream for you. Absolutely. And then start teaming up with local cranial prosthesis specialists. Mm-hmm. You could just have unlimited business.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, like people losing their hair is not, this is something that's consistent. Like it doesn't matter if it's tax time, or Christmas time, whatever. Right. This is consistent all the time happening.
Right.
It's not going away.
Right. Mm-hmm. And most times your clients come to you with prescriptions. So you can see a client in January and then they have to have another appointment in May. So if you know, develop your business and you have great customer service, these clients are repeat clients.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Any advice that you have for someone who is looking to get into the industry?
Get started.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it. It's overwhelming. Take the pre-course. Get a taste of kind of what cranial prosthesis is about and get started. You can do it.
I love that. Anything that you want to add to the course that you may not have said or about the industry or things that's happening in that world?
I think what I would like to add is that there is a huge need for cranial prosthesis specialists right now. And the sooner that you get certified, the sooner you can begin taking clients and helping people. We're constantly updating the course. We're constantly looking for students to take the course and give us feedback. So get started.
I love it.
That simple.
Yeah. Anything you want to add, Mikey?
No, I love it. I think,
you know, I love it too.
Yeah. So you can check out Wig Medical. It's wigmedical.com. Mm-hmm. She's got the TikToks going, the Instagram reels going, the YouTube shorts. Mm-hmm. So everything's kind of going. So it's so fun to see it from the beginning.
Yes.
You know, just in a short period of time, it growing, seeing the reviews, tons of reviews.
Yes.
I think actually Wig Medical, from what I've seen, has more reviews than any other course already.
Nice.
So that's really nice. And people just are loving the course. And I just love working with India and learning more about hair loss, because I didn't really know, just even a year ago, I didn't know much about hair loss. But now I'm not, I wouldn't say an expert, but I know a lot.
Yeah.
So it's helping me with the development of the medical grade wigs, what to look for. So it's an exciting time. Something kind of new.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going into year 10 in the beauty industry. Woo! Year 10 in the beauty industry. So a lot of people are like, well, how can you keep doing it for so long? It's like the same thing, but it's not the same thing.
It's new information.
You continue to grow. You continue to learn. There's so many different avenues in beauty and hair. Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's been a real blessing to have India kind of by my side, learning, teaching me about hair loss and everything else. You know, I got the pro right here.
Yeah.
We actually talked about that. Yeah, we talked about that in the last episode with Daniel Coy about surround yourself with the right people.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Wig Medical is going to blow up.
Thank you guys so much. And I got the pros right here. I'm so excited.
we're going to link all of the Wig Medical information, website, course, all of that in the show notes, as well as the description and YouTube. So if you're watching, you can access it as well. Thank you guys again. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
And leave a review.
Yeah, leave us a review. Tell us if there's someone in particular you want to see on the show. That way we can get them on the show for you guys. And we'll be back soon.
Bye.